remember. Actually, we got up and I weighed myself and I did lose weight. So I don't know the exact amount, but I'm going to say in 2 weeks, I've lost around 4 pounds. So, and I don't know, that first week, I didn't, like I told you guys, I didn't weigh myself before I started because I was so worried about what I weighed, which doesn't make sense. Somebody was talking about how it didn't really make sense that I didn't weigh myself. And it may have been Fatty, I'm not really sure, on his show. I've talked about him twice already in the first two minutes of this episode. But somebody mentioned that it didn't really make sense that I wasn't going to weigh myself. And I understand that, but I thought it was just going to be too depressing a number. And a lot of times the first week you start a new diet or whatever, you can lose a lot of water weight and stuff like that first week.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
The first 2 minutes of this episode didn't really make sense.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3466 of the BFO for Wednesday the 19th of May 2021. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we'll tell you about my day, and we've got some voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, weightlifters. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you weightlifters today because you heard old Cricket Hat talking about early on in his the search for size 32 jeans. You heard him say that he had lost some weight. He's been he's got less weight to lift. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, not bragging, not being braggadocious, but y'all, you know, I was on the Wakey for almost 2 full weeks, and I lost a pound by the time I got back, and y'all, this morning I weighed 148, which means I'm down 4 pounds. Big Fatty, the same as old Cricket Hat that first 2 weeks. It's true. But anyway, y'all, it's, you know, 0.1 pound, which is what Cricket Hat lost this past week. Y'all, it's still a weight loss. Yes, Big Fatty!
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today the 19th of May, y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. Y'all, now, I have never met these two in person, but I know that the Haunt Cub and old Stinkpot have met them face-to-face. I believe the mysterious Cronehaven may have met them also. Y'all, y'all, it's DJ Star Sage and Billy. Yes, we met DJ Star Sage and Billy. DJ Star Sage does that melancholy minutia with old Stinkpot. Big Fatty, if I had to do it with Stinkpot, it'd be melancholy also. Well, anyway, but y'all, I don't know if Billy and DJ Star Sage are on the 20 or the face, but I know Stinkpot is. So y'all, if you see them on the 20 of the face, wish them a happy anniversarium. Yes, Big Betty, I do. Do you think there might be some honey? I mean, how about humpity bumpity along with the key?
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, also today, y'all, we have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all haven't met this person face to face, but he has it's not often, but every once in a while, he'll poke his head out. Oh, Big Fatty, does Pokey poke his head out too? I think so. y'all and. I think he did the census, but I don't recall because you. Yes, we fed it because you're damn old. It's true. But y'all, it is none other than the one and only Jimmy Farmer. Big Fatty, we love Jimmy Farmer. It's true. We do love Jimmy Farmer. And y'all. Oh, excuse me. Y'all, that was the. Y'all, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I have already had my supper. I'm channeling Mr. Cackle, y'all, who had salted nuts for lunch. Beh, ready, vodka. But anyway, y'all, I don't know if Jimmy Farmer is... y'all, before we wish Jimmy Farmer a happy celebration of exiting birth canal, y'all, I'm looking at the marking calendar for next week. That's the last week in May. Y'all, all I got to say is there's a correlation because there must have been a lot of fucking going on the last week in August all these many years ago. Beh, ready? Well, that's the way it works. It's true. But y'all, if you see Jimmy Farmer on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, despite all of your delays, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
For a hump day, happy and humping, they go hand in hand. Big Fatty, I think I just said something vulgar, but I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna keep with it, kid. I'm gonna stand behind it. Big Fatty, it's just getting worse. Happy humping and standing behind. Big Fatty, vulgar. But anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, young Nicholas stopped by. I hadn't seen him in two weeks, and so he stopped by, and we kind of caught up on things, and it was just lovely, and y'all, there may have been just a little short rehearsal of the ballet. But it was kind of one of those getting reacquainted.
Ready, vulgar. Speaking of salty nuts, you know, Mr. Cackle had some for lunch.
Yes, I said that earlier.
Oh, never mind.
Anyway, y'all had my supper. What did I have for my supper? I fixed a ham egg. Y'all, I had some ham and some of that good Kerrygold butter, and I melted it and chopped the ham up and then scrambled some eggs in there with it. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. And then y'all, I caught up on the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell. And y'all, then I watched the Jeopardy. Y'all, they've got the tournament of champions this week. And y'all, I was wondering who they were gonna get to host it. And y'all, it's a former tournament of champions winner. Y'all, Buzzy, I think is his name. But y'all, he's he looks kind of like if he had on the Where's Waldo hat, he'd be Where's Buzzy or Buzzy Waldo. Beh, ready? Just drop it. Drop it. It's not making any sense. Well, you're right. Did that, and y'all, then I caught up on an episode of something. Don't remember what it was, but it must have been good. And watched a little bit of the sports. Well, y'all, I got to tell you, little Austin Riley, who plays for the Atlanta Braves, y'all, he is adorable. Adorable, B. Ready? You're creepy. Just creepy. It's true. But anyway, y'all crawled into the chamber a little bit before 10 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, I was tired. And y'all, I slept for a while. And then I woke up. And y'all, I said, well, it must be about, because I could tell it was still kind of dark. And I said, well, it must be between 6 a.m. in the morning and 6:15. Y'all, it was 12:15. I got up and TT'd and crawled back in. Y'all, my old thing, I used to, if I woke up like that, I'd get up and go eat some cabs. But I didn't. I was real proud of myself. And went and slept and got up just before Miss Gail King came on and watched that. And y'all, I decided I was going to split my nipple walks up because, you know, Hortensia came on too, I say, Tuesday. And y'all, I like to go out and do some nipple walking while she and her friend are here. Yes, Big Betty, cleaning up the hazardous waste. Anyway, and y'all then, so I just did a basic nipple walk around Fat Acres, and y'all then I got my share, and then what did I do? Big Betty, we don't remember. I really don't remember. I got my share, and oh, and I just got dressed, and y'all, I just kind of laid down until Hortensia got here. Then I was off, closed my nipple-sized ring, and I'm on target to stand up enough and to burn off my calories. So anyway, y'all, one thing I forgot, I think I forgot to tell you, y'all, on my way home on Saturday, either that or it was Friday evening, y'all got a call from the, burglar alarm. Betty, were you shaking in your boots? No, I didn't, I wasn't wearing boots. You know, it's never good when you're out of town and the burglar alarm company calls, but y'all, evidently my backup battery was low, and so she says it probably needs to be replaced. I said, well, I've had the system for 6 years. She says it absolutely needs to be replaced. So y'all, I ordered it from the Batteries and Bulbs Plus near Fat Acres, and y'all, they said, oh, we'll send you a message when it's ready. Well, I did that on Saturday. And y'all never heard back from him. I said, well, I don't know what to do about that. And y'all, Sunday morning, I got the message, and I went up and got my battery. You know, if you order them online, they give you a 10% discount. Beh, Freddy, you cheap ass. And so I came back, and I hooked it up, and it still said that the battery was low. And did I tell you that was the end of the hamburger? I cooked some vegetables, Green Giant antioxidant vegetables to go in with it, and put some of the juice from the chow chow. Y'all, my neighbor made me another batch of chow chow. Y'all, this may be the best one yet. Y'all, and it's got cone in it. Be ready. Well, you'll be able to monitor it. Anyway. So, y'all, I called up the Beglalam company, and a very nice lady, and she says, "Hey, Big Freddy, it has to recharge. It doesn't come charged, so if it's not, if it's still giving you that low battery message on Monday, give us a call back." Well, y'all, sure enough, she was right. It has recharged, and everything is just hunky-dory, Big Freddy, whatever the hell that means. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, I guess y'all, I'm not going to have time for voice letters, but y'all, I got some e-letters, and y'all, the Haunt Daddy heard me talking about cooking my chicken wings in the Aya, in the Aya fryer, and y'all, he says that if you just dust a little cornstarch on them, that they'll crisp up just lovely. And, y'all, you know, the Haunt Cub and the Haunt Daddy gave me this Aya fryer. And, y'all, I'm sure if anyone knows about crispy wings, it's going to be Haunt Cub and Haunt Daddy. Y'all, speaking of cornstarch, y'all, did you hear the recent, fairly recent show Archer did about having the sweaty testicles? Be? Hey, please. Y'all, speaking of that, Archer just closed all of his activity rings. But anyway, he was talking about using the hair dryer and, you know, the Gold Bond powder didn't have the talc in it anymore. And Big Freddy, he should write an angry old man letter to Dr. Stone. Big Fatty, back in the day, Archer, this is a little helpful hint from Heloise. Big Fatty, nobody knows who the hell Heloise is. Oh, I bet Moose P and Stevie B and the old gal know who Heloise is. Big Fatty, this is a short-term memory for Heloise, but... Anyway, Archer, get you some cornstarch and just do a little dusting. It's obvious. It'll crisp up wings. It'll cool off your testicles, and it makes a lovely gravy, thickener. So that's your little hint from Heloise today, Big Freddy. What is it made from? Well, I think it's made from the starch of corn. Oh, Big Freddy, that's such an unusual name for it to have to be coming from that. Well, I know. Y'all, by the way, the Nip got his second Fauci ouchie and had just some mild symptoms. Y'all, he also told me that gasoline in Laguna Beach was like $4.29. Big Freddy. I guess y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I'm looking forward to joining Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive, at the famous toastery around noontime today. Then off to the Von's East. Y'all, they didn't have a whole lot in the circular, but I'll go through the BOGOs. You know, that's the BOGOs. Buy one, get one. Before I head over to the Von's East. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Hat, and Crooked Hat, I caught up on all your shows one after the other. It was interesting. Just out of curiosity, what did you think of today's little show?
The first 2 minutes of this episode didn't really make sense.
Oh, well, that was the 2 minutes that you were on.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.